Welcome to Spraymakers, the podcast that dives deep into the world of slalom with Rossi and Trent. Success in tournaments can come down to a few key factors. Listen as the boys talk you through how to peak on the big day.
We're getting into the throes of tournament season. You've laid out all the groundwork. We know you set out a season plan. We know, you know, you've been training with purpose. Every set had a sense of purpose to it. But now it's like gulp. Like here we are. We're at the tournament site. Maybe it's, you know, regionals is going on currently in my part of the world. Nationals is coming up soon. Rossi, so you this is going to be kind of cool because obviously you've skied all through all the different levels from amateur to pro to, you know, world elite, and then took some time off, right? Tell me, you know, how long you went without skiing tournaments?
First off, yes, yeah. We're in the deeps of it, man. We're in the deeps of it, and it's awesome. It is awesome. It's a fun challenge. I like to think of things as challenges, right? Like, so, you know, your local tournaments, you're going to feel pretty comfortable at. A lot of people are going to feel comfortable. There's also people that get nervous at them. But as you ski more and more local tournaments, you start to get comfortable and you start to deal with them. And then all of a sudden now you've got, you know, state tournaments. And then this past weekend was regionals, yeah. You know, Western regionals. I can't remember the last time I skied a regionals. You know, I was skiing in the open men division. So I didn't have to ski in regionals. That's one of the perks for being an open skier is that you don't have to qualify for nationals. Right. So like I started thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think I've skied a regionals maybe since 2002. Something like that, right? Like
it's 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. So, and then on top of that, really all I've been doing is just skiing a local tournament or two. I help judge these events, help drive these events and all that. So why not ski in it? And I've got the kid, my two young kids are now skiing, not so young anymore, 13 and 9. So this year we just decided to put a little more emphasis on skiing tournaments and the boys got fired up about, you know, skiing in regionals and trying to compete for nationals. So I figured, yeah. why don't we want to do this as a family? So how cool is that? Right. Like, you know, I want to ski in tournaments with my kids and see how it goes. So anyway, sure. Yeah. So this was my first big tournament in a long time. You know, big quote unquote for me, you know, yes, regional championships in the past was probably pretty low key on my end. And I probably would have been like, what's everybody worried about? But you take some time off and all of a sudden you're like, wait a second. What's happening here?
Yeah. So what was that? I mean, what was that like then, you know, having skied in as many world titles as you had and as you have and multiple pro wins, da 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 da. What did you find yourself, you know, in terms of having, in light of having taken several years off from that, from a title event, how did you find yourself? Did you still stroll in like the old days?
Are you kidding me? This might as well have been the first round at the Masters, bro. I mean, and I know you're laughing, but you know the feeling.
I was going to share because you and I spoke the day before you went there and I was hearing things from you. I could relate. So I wasn't surprised, but I knew other people would be surprised to know that you were telling me how, man, the last 3 weeks, I haven't been able to ski as much as I should have. The last 10 days, especially, I haven't skied at all. Like stuff that, you know, that I don't think people would even think would weigh heavy on someone with your experience.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, well, first off, no, I think that everybody understands like you want to prepare in a way that you want to do it. I mean, there is a way that I would prefer to have everything line up and, you know, yeah, I'd like to be at a perfect lake skiing with my, you know, with my normal training partners and getting ready for an event and building up the way that you and I tell people to build up and working through all those systems. You know, the thing that I have in my back pocket is I've done this for a really long time. I've done everything right. I've done everything wrong. I've overtrained. I've undertrained. And, you know, I had so many things happen in this last, let's say, weekend or week or whatever leading up into the regionals. We had some crazy weather back in, we were back in Vermont doing our training back there, visiting family And I like skiing there. I mean, it's challenging and it's really rewarding and fun. But we had, I don't know if any of you have been following it, but we had some crazy weather back east, especially in Vermont, devastated my hometown of Barrie and Montpelier, Vermont. I mean, so many people hurting, you know, flooding, you know, it was a really bad situation back there. And then, you know, so take on my problems being at a lake. The lake went up too high and didn't want to use the lake because it would have caused damage to people's boats, people's docks, people's yards, etc., whatever. Yeah. So basically, you know, when we were going to be doing tons of skiing back east, getting ready for these regional championships, you know, it basically didn't get done. So no skiing leading in. We fly back to Utah where we live. You know, it took us 3 days to get back, bunch of canceled flights, bunch of chaos, madness. I'd love to even dive into that. You know, I think that that kind of stuff plays in, man. It plays in. So, but whatever. So finally get back to Utah and essentially get 1 day to train and then leave the next day for regionals. And that is how it was. So, you know, we took a couple of practice rides on a Wednesday. Thursday, we get on a flight, go to Sacramento, California for Western Regional Championships. Big shout out to all the lakes at Belle Aqua. I mean, these people know how to throw a tournament and what a job they did. So we land there, take a practice ride. You know, I usually don't take practice rides at events. And I'll tell you the reason. Most of the time you don't get the driver that you're going to get in an event. Most of the time you don't get to practice on the same lake you're going to ski. So many variables happen in there, but also, I had two kids that had never skied at that site, so I figured we better at least get, you know, some sort of acclimatized to this. I can't get the words right today, right? So take a practice ride. None of us skied out of our minds. We had just got on off a plane. I mean, literally off the plane.
So
load the car.
Tell me about that then. Tell me about that, because and you can relate as a coach. As a coach, that's something I get, you know, encounter all the time, is like, A, should I practice? Yes or no? That, you know, or site familiarization, I suppose, is probably more appropriate. And then like, okay, so if it doesn't go well, like, so how did you deal with it for yourself? How did you deal with it? How did you help your kids deal with it?
Okay,
well, you know, why does it matter? Does it matter? Like, how do you process it?
Well, for me, I signed the two kids up to practice, 1-2 in front of me, and then a gap of a person and then me. That way I could watch them both ski, jump out, have one ride, then I go. So that's how I set it up. And so, yeah, kids went out, remember, we hadn't skied in, you know, essentially we had been off and on for 2 weeks, but really hadn't skied in over a week. We'd only got that one set right before leaving, you know, and so definitely needing the reps was important. That's number one reason why I wanted to practice there, is that we just didn't have enough time. So number two, both kids go out, both kids ski underperform, let's say. They both underperform.
And how did that make them, so in that moment then, how are they processing it?
Okay, well, my oldest whips in and basically is upset.
Yeah.
Kind of wants to quit skiing. I mean, that's a little over dramatization, but you know what, you all just immediately, you know, understood exactly what I was saying, and basically was like, well, all my plans are shot. There's no way I'm going to ski well at regionals. And, you know, so, you know, there's just all this emotion, just so much emotion. And I just basically said, look, man, this is practice. This is why we practice. We're getting ready for an event. This doesn't count. Zero of this counted. So how you skied didn't matter. We were just trying to get some visual clues, get the sillies out, we like to call it. You know what I mean? Like, just get out there and experience it. But I mean, the roller coaster was real. I mean, real. Definitely had a lot of strong emotions after skiing. Axel did. And then I basically had to leave him in the water, upset, coming out, because, you know, my younger son Kai was up, so now it's his turn. He goes out, basically same situation, underperforms for what he, you know, expects of himself and what he knew he wanted slash needed to do at regionals because neither kid was qualified for nationals going in. So they both needed to put some scores up or, you know, take a top five at regionals in order to qualify. So,
yeah,
you know, they're pretty cool about, you know, about dealing with pressure and dealing with that kind of stuff. But, you know, they're also, you know, they can crack too. So both of them come swimming in after skiing and both of them were underperform the way that they had expected. And both of them were disappointed. And so I just kept, you know, reiterating, like, this is just practice. Mm-hmm. There's nothing happened yep. today that counts. Tomorrow is going to yep. be the day. Tomorrow's a whole new day, different lake, you know, could be different boat, could be different dry wake. You don't know. So just realize that you went out there, you got to see the site, you got to feel it.
For
there's
sure.
no judgment, no panic. Don't throw everything out of the way. And then I'm going to go into me real quick. And then I go, okay. And I go out and, you know, my opener felt pretty darn good. I was like, ooh, all right, here we go. And then it went downhill from there. So, you know, I run, you know, I mean, if I'm shooting the moon right now, going into that regional championships, you know, I set a goal for, I'm like, I want to run 3:41. I mean, that's like, I want more than that, but like, this is my target goal. I think this will put a good number out there. I was not top seed. I haven't skied enough tournaments. So I get deducted by the way that they, you know, rank people and things like that. So I was actually third off the dock out of five or six skiers, something
six,
like
I think,
that.
Yeah.
So six. So, I mean, like, yeah, I'm like, I'm not even going to know what the winning score is needs to be, but I knew that I knew what I wanted to do. So I set that goal. Yeah. So now I'm in practice. Right. And I'm like, all right. So I go out, run 32 off opener, feels good. 35 kind of, you know, ran it. I wasn't grooving as much. And then I get this like kind of no turn at one at 38. Pull all the way to two. I'm like, what is happening here? Now I'm in like the anti-rodeo, doing everything I don't want to do, but I'm like, dude, you got to run six buoys here. I'm taking hits. I'm like, what is happening? And pull all the way to six, S turn, and then pull back and get through the gates like I just ran 41 or something. And I'm like, oh my gosh, whip out to the end. All right. Now this is a good thing for people to recognize. So I whip out to the end and I'm like, well, clearly that didn't go right. I did make it, but I'm not in the right headspace right now. My body, you know, I just came off a plane. Like, I don't know. I'm not grooving. You know, I don't know what's happening. So what do I do? I'm like, what do I do now? I'm sitting in the water. I have one more pass. You know, at regionals, you get four passes. I'm like, I have one more pass. What am I to do here? So what do I do? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to run another one of those. I'm not going to go to 39. I'm like, I just had like the craziest run ever. Now I want to go to 39 and I want to run a 39 and I want to have my confidence be sky high. And I want it all. This is what I want. But after running that pass and I'm sitting in the water and I'm calculating what's going to happen, I'm like, man, I'm better off to, I mean, basically I got to this point where I was like, I'm either going to run another 38 or I'm just going to say, put me at 32 and run a 32 home.
Yeah. Like, that's what I was wondering what you're going to say.
Right. Like I want to go, I want to finish off here on a good note, not on a down note. Cause I know, you know, you're going to fluctuate in your confidence and all those things. So anyway, I decided to take another 38. I run a better 38. Like it was acceptable, I guess, in the grand scheme of things. I had better gates. You know, I did all the things that we want to do. So, you know, as far as like keeping your head, think about your gates, stick to your keys, you know, so run a better fourth pass, like still definitely not coming off the water. Like, woo, here we go, baby. It's on.
Check me out.
It was more like, ew, I don't know. Now you guys also have to remember, like I'm always testing, evolving, you know, we've got new products coming out like right now, you know what I mean? Like I am definitely also working on other stuff. So like, I'm like, maybe I've gone down the wrong tangent line with my setup just a little bit. Like maybe I'm pushing the envelope too hard on one end of the setup spectrum, like whatever. Right. So, I mean, I've got like, my mind's like, you know, brrr, like what's happening? I mean, my processor's running at full speed. And, you know, I had to take many notes out of the Spray Makers podcast that I enjoy listening to. Oh, wait, I guess I enjoy recording so much, you know, but I literally had to tell myself, like, dude, you need to stop. That was just practice. You just talked to your kids about this. Like, chill out. It's all good, man. Like, you know, and then I'm like, okay, well, I don't ski. This was Thursday. I'm like, I don't ski till Sunday afternoon. So I'm like, all right, well, you're going to have some time to process. I'm like, put your skiing away for now. Like, that's just put it away. Don't just like put it in a suit box and a suitcase and just packed it away.
Yeah. So what do you, so people like, you know, this time of year, people, you know, a lot of people that listen to this episode this week will be headed to nationals within the next week or 10 days. What should your goal be for familiarization? If you're going to get down, you know, if you're skiing US nationals, you're going down to West Palm Beach, you're going to take a practice ride or familiarization ride. What should your goal be?
I really think your goal should be to go out there, run passes and run them with what we talked about. Like, we always work on gates and what are your keys and work on those things and realize like, yeah, it's this, like, you're just trying to get used to an unfamiliar situation, trying to expose yourself. But like, do you need to run the score that you want to run in your nationals tournament?
No. Definitely not. And I'm not even suggesting that you need to do back-to-backs, but like when someone asks me, hey, what should I do? You know, what should I do? I'm always, my answer is usually go see the gates from both ends. You know, you're going to have four passes. So you're going to see both ends twice, figure out your gate timing. Other than that, like, and you know, a gentle reminder, you don't need to learn anything the day before a tournament. You already know it. You know, you've already been doing it for the hundreds, thousands, 10,000 hours. So you don't need to learn anything. You can't post a score, you know, but if you want to, you know, run through the normal progression of all four passes, like through your normal speeds or through your normal line lengths, that's fine too, with the main goal of go see the gates from both ends. You know, like, again, like you were saying, Rossi, it's an unfamiliar site, different water, da 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 da. But again, it's not practice, it's familiarization. Go figure out the lake.
I really like the way that you just put that, like, it isn't actually practice. Or, I mean, I guess it is practice, but familiarization is a much better way of thinking about it. And I, like I said, I think it's just go out there and get your keys. You know, the other thing that I will say, like that 38 that I ran, that was definitely not the way I wanted to run it. I was having to press. I was having to find, I was kind of, I'm not going to lie, I was on my edge, man. I thought I might miss a 38, which is definitely not
what you're trying to do the day before regionals.
No, it's not what you want. But the point is, I had to push. I got to, what I'm getting at is I'm starting to understand the water, right? Like, how much can I push on it? Like in Utah, at one of the sites that I ski at, if I had pushed as hard as I pushed, I probably would have blown the ski out in there. I could realize, like, yes, it's, these lakes aren't deep, but they have a lot of holding power to them. Like, so I kind of just got the feeling of what my ski could do. But I mean, after I finish practice, this, I would like everyone to understand this. Like, after I finish practice, the first thing I wanted to do was change my setup. I wanted to change my fin. I skied fine, but man, that felt crazy. I need to change stuff. I need something that has to be different. If nationals feels like this, it's going to go, you know, that's the kind of mentality where your brain starts running, you know, that's nerves showing themselves early, even if I don't feel nervous in that zone, like, you know, all of those things. So first things first, just realize, just like what Trent said, you're really just trying to get your visuals, understand, you know, how it feels, maybe get some sensations of like how much I can push it to the edge, you know, how does my setup work, what's going on. But like, you cannot put this like a practice set or a familiarization set in the same bucket as a tournament set. So
for sure,
you know, stay calm.
For sure. And then, you know, and you talked about, you know, like that kind of self-doubt creeping in or doubting your equipment, you know, and then, you know, like I get, and that's another question I'll get all the time. Hey, I just skied my familiarization round. The water is this much shallower or this much warmer or this much something. Should I do this to my fin? And, you know, apart from extreme scenarios, for me, I'm just like, look, the water's already different. You know, it's a different driver, a different rope, a different boat. So why wouldn't you control the variables that you do have control over, which is the way you stand, the way you move, and the way your equipment's set up, you know? So mm-hmm. again, outside of like some really extreme scenarios, I mean, almost never am I going to get to a new site and change my fin to accommodate small variables like that.
It's just another variable that you just added into your game. Now you don't know what the ski is going to do.
You don't know what the ski is going to do. And now, you don't know if you can trust it. Like, right. you make the change. And even if it's a change that, you know, on paper makes sense, now you're like, well, was it enough in that? You know, it just, again, like people, you know, and again, you're just, you know, just observing or discussing mistakes that we observe, you know, and it's again, like you've already come this far. It's not like you haven't been working on your setup all summer. You know, that's one variable. Just leave it alone.
I think there's just, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've shorted myself, even when my setup was better by changing my setup before a round, even though it was better, I may have actually not skied better. I may have under skied because something happened that I was unexpected. Even if it's unexpected better, that can catch you off guard. You know, maybe I didn't get my hand on the handle fast enough because the ski turned faster than I was expecting and I misgrabbed. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like just so many yeah. factors. Like just realize that is always going to be present. It's always going to try to creep in. That's really just the jitters popping in. Like just say hi to them. Be like, hey, buddy, how you doing? You're supposed to be here. We're friends. Like, yeah. But like, I'm not letting you run this show. You know, you're.
Dude, I love the way you. Yeah, I love. That's a really neat way to think about it.
Yeah.
Because I do it similarly too, where I we've never talked about this, like, you know, quite in this manner, but I do a similar thing too, where maybe I'm not talking to those nerves, but I'm definitely embracing them. Hell yeah.
Right.
Go be nervous. I'm going to be nervous until the 3 minutes before I put my binding on. I'm going to be nervous as heck. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's why we're doing this. Mm-hmm.
So now let's fast forward real quick. So now we're next day after I was at regionals, I've got both kids were competing at different times during the day. My youngest guy, he was up first event of the morning. Well, let's go. Here we go. Which is perfect for him. That sets up the way that he wants to be. He's a morning kid anyway. So anyway, he's on the dock. Kid looks cool as can be. I'm like, what do we need to do here? I'm like, I go grab a ball. We start throwing a tennis ball. What am I doing when I'm throwing the tennis ball with him? I'm getting him warmed up without him even knowing. I'm taking his mind off of what's going to happen. I'm giving him we just had a cool moment just throwing a tennis ball back and forth and got him all ready. And then, you know, he's just got his stuff on. A couple guys before, you know, whatever. When it's his turn to be on the starting dock, he's got his ski and he looks over and he's like, whew, I'm definitely nervous. And yeah. I was like, what a way to just come out and say it. Like, that's awesome to recognize that's okay. And I was so proud of him for saying that. Cause I looked right at him. I'm like, hey, I'll let you know right now from the outside, you don't even look the least bit nervous. You haven't even done one action that would set off an alarm for me. If anything, I would say that I feel like he was on the other side of it, where I was like,
yeah,
is he really sure that he knows what's going on right now? You know what I mean? But like, you know, it's not about making it into that. But anyway, so he acknowledged it. And then we also say, I also brought up something like a reason, you know, like he's a soccer goalie, right? So in, you know, last February, his team had a game down in St. George and basically to win the whole thing, they went to shootout and whoever won the shootout would win the cup. Right. And so he's the goalie and I'm like, oh my gosh. And what did he do? He stood up there and saved 4 out of 5 of these penalty kicks and his team won the gig. So I asked him, I'm like, hey, you remember when you were the goalie? I'm like, were you nervous for that? And he's like, oh yeah. And I was like, and I told him, I'm like, hey, that went pretty good, right? And he's like, oh yeah. I'm like, so, and then the other thing I always tell people, and we've talked about it on here, is you think a gladiator wasn't nervous before they dropped those gates and they had to go in the ring? I mean, they're on a life or death situation. They're seriously nervous. If you're not nervous, you're probably already gave up and are already done. Yep. So anyway, went out, skied his brains out, skied right up to his, no, he set a personal best. in the event, and it went great. So, you know, all of the nerves, all of the practice prep, all of the struggle, the lack of skiing, whatever, it all came together the right, you know, the way that he wanted it to. And lo and behold, this, you know, he finished third place, and he accomplished his goal, which was, you know, qualify for nationals. He wouldn't have cared if he was fifth, first, what didn't matter, just qualify for nationals. That was his goal, and pops up third place, feels amazing. What a great group of kids that were competing. And so that went great. And so that was fun. And then you've got the older one, same situation. You know, he's first off the dock in his group. He's the youngest age for boys three. So he's, you know, he's just starting to make his run a little bit.
Yeah.
And so he's first off, right? And so he goes out and ties his personal best. Okay. And whips in and is upset. And I'm like, I come running. Mom and dad come running up to him, and we're like, we're trying to hug him. He's all wet. We like, we don't care. Like, buddy, that was insane. And he's like, that sucked. That sucked so bad. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa. Let's take this back about 40 notches. Let's understand that. Yes. So what he did was he put expectations that he had to ski much beyond where he's ever been in order to qualify for nationals. So what he was really telling me was, I don't think I'm going to qualify for nationals. I'm really upset and bummed out. And I, you know, so then we talked about that a little bit, but I was like, buddy, first off, you never, ever know. You put the score out there and then you sit back and, you know, as the cards fall, they fall. Like, we never went into this. He never went into this thinking that it was a given that he would qualify for nationals. He knew that he was youngest in this group. So anyway, lo and behold, you know, we're like dealing, you know, we're talking and not really watching what's happening. By the time, you know, we put his stuff down and go over to watch the rest of it, we look at the scores and it's like, hey, buddy, you're going to make it. Like, this is going to happen. And after all the cards were played, you know, and everybody skied, he finished fourth.
Yeah, and, nice.
And he just went
nationals
from
bound.
The lowest of lows, you know, just like, it wasn't enough. I'm so disappointed. All these things, right? And then to the highest of highs. Like, he might as well have just won the regionals, right? He finished fourth, but he might as well have won them because he, you know, was just like, it happened. It happened, even though he didn't think it was going to happen. So again, practice / familiarization was just that. It did not count. It did. Yep. He skied much better at the regionals. You know, he didn't just walk off a plane. He, you know, he did all the prep. We did the same thing, you know, getting warmed up with him. I threw the ball with him and just kind of chilled and made a game plan. So, boom. So basically in my book now, I'm like, check, done. That's a successful weekend. And then I was like, oh, wait, Chris has to ski. Yeah. Chris has to ski. So this was Friday that they skied. So I don't ski till Sunday. So. Yep. What do I do in between? First thing, we made plans and we got out of Sacramento for Saturday. It was going to be 100 and something degrees and nobody was skiing. So we went up to Tahoe, did the tourist thing, got out of there, kept my mind off of it, which I think is great.
Okay, well, like, I gotta jump in here because I've seen other people do this far differently. So you had those 2 days off.
Yep.
You chose to rest. You didn't find a lake within 90 minutes and go take 4 ski rides on those 2 days.
I was invited to go and ski at some places. Like, hey man, you want to go shoot over here and get a set?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you know what? I really appreciate the offer. It sounds amazing, but I know for me, like, there's no more that I need to learn right now.
That is it, right? You don't need to learn anything right now. So under what scenario though would you have done that? You know, because again, like this, like I'm just thinking ahead, like going to Okeechobee. I know there's all the lakes around there, and I already have people, you know, that have reached out to me. you know, letting me know that they're going to be skiing on this lake over here on the day before. Like, well, under what situation maybe would you have done that?
Yeah, maybe if there was there a situation? One more day. Maybe if there was one more day in between. Yeah. So I practice rode on Thursday, no ski Friday, no ski Saturday, skied Sunday afternoon. So, you know, maybe if it was a Monday, maybe I had one more day, I might have wanted to ski. I probably would have wanted to ski maybe Friday or Saturday, just take a, again. But like, my practice ride didn't go that well. Like, I'm going to go back out there and do it again. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think
So, so I go somewhere else and practice. And what's that? I mean,
on another unfamiliar lake, which is really, again, unless like you're not going to learn anything that late in the game. You shouldn't be trying to learn anything that late in the game. I think the only situation would be, yes, like you said, if there was 3 days off or one or two, if you had broken your ski in familiarization, perhaps then, you know, you got to source a new ski and da 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 da. Or like, but I mean, we're talking extreme scenarios.
Extremes, you know? Extremes. 100% trend. That's, I mean, I think people are better to hear this than not. But I have ground myself into, I mean, I have overtrained for so many tournaments and walked away underperforming in those events that I know by now, it only took me too many years. I'm not saying how many, but too many years to realize that I am way better off to be physically strong than I am anything else. So
yeah. And there's the one like that people forget about the most, right? Yep. Like exactly that. Like imagine how good I'm going to feel if I do have 2 days off.
Right. Right. So anyway, I'm going to jump into this because we're running on and on. But so decided that we'd do a family trip up to Tahoe on Saturday, just get out of the heat, number one. And I just didn't want to be at the lake thinking about what I'm going to do the next day, overanalyzing, you know, I wanted out. So we went, had a great day up in Tahoe, came back to Sacramento for the kids' banquet. Phenomenal, by the way, what a great way to have all the kids and all the kids' divisions get their medals at the banquet, use it as a fundraiser for junior development. Like, awesome night, had a great time. And then next day, tournament day, you know, get to the lake. I don't like to get to the lake, you know, at the first thing. I knew we were last event, so probably didn't show up to the lake until 11:30, maybe an hour and a half before our event. And yep, bang, nervous. I mean,
yeah,
bang. I mean, immediately I'm like, oh, hi, how you doing? I feel you there. Okay. You know, nothing too crazy, but like, you know, you want to perform well. I mean, for me, I'm like, you know, there's a lot of stuff going through my head. I put a lot of pressure on myself. I always have expectations, you know, and then you're like, well, you know, I'm a former pro and all these things. And you realize that it's all ego driven. It's so silly on my, at least on my end, right? Like,
no, you're right.
It's definitely, you know, whatever. So, but anyway, so now we're getting closer to skiing. When Jimmy Townsend was skiing, which was like he was five till me, I was like, okay, that's when I'll start to prep. Before then, I just laid my stuff out, checked my handle, and then just kind of was hanging out and chatting with people. I was actually really psyched. I had people from Utah there and was able to chat with them and take my mind off of it. And I really enjoyed that. And it was very helpful. And anyway, and then it was like time. So I go for my run and I finish my run and yep, there's the nerves. They're there. They're definitely, I haven't had that much nerves in a long time because I haven't skied anything that really put me in that place. So I was like, wow, this is a high level of nerves for me for regionals. I'm like acknowledging it. And then what was amazing was right at that moment, my brain, body, everything started to want to ditch what I know and what I, you know, not preach, but what I tell all you people about sticking to your routine, right? Well, my routine lately for this past year has just been go for a quick run and basically throw your stuff on and go. Like it's not, I've gotten away from some of the stuff that I normally do for tournament prep because I'm not skiing tournaments. And so, you know, when you train the way you want to ski in a tournament, well, then you need to stick with that program. So my program is basically go for a run, do a couple of active stretches and throw your stuff on and go. Well, I mean, immediately, first thing, I want to throw my earbuds in. I'm like, no, you haven't had earbuds in your ear for 2 years. Like, no, yeah. Don't put those in. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to do these high knee jumps. And I'm like, no, you're going to listen to your advice, and you're going to listen to spray makers, and you're going to stay the course, my man. And yeah. So I just sat down, did some breathing, said, it's time to just chill out, man. This is you're doing exactly the warm-up that you've done every day leading up to this. There is no more warming up that you need. I don't need to overstretch before going in. I don't need to over warm up. I need to do what I have programmed in and stay the course. And so,
and it's interesting, right? Like those nerves start running and people start, it draws people into, and you said it, you know, it almost drew yourself into or drew you out of your routine.
Right.
And you know, away from your plan. Like, it's the same thing too. Like, you know, I saw one of my skiers at the regionals here yesterday. You know, they had their gear on 40 minutes before they were going to ski, you know? And you know, so even that, just had to have that conversation. Like, you know, you're up and 5 skiers, you know, like, yeah. You know, you don't, in practice, you don't get geared up and then sit on the dock for 40 minutes. So let's just take your gloves off. Let's just, you know, chill out a little bit.
Well, yep.
You know, so whatever, you know, your routine. And it's just like, I think that's when you can embrace your nerves, when you know that it's welcome, because, you know, it heightens your reaction you know, it's why you're there to begin with. You paid good money and traveled across the country to feel specifically that way. And the nerves don't have control over your actions. You know, I think even just embracing those two things, you know, the nerves is the fun part and you're in control. These emotions are not, then, you know, you can just kind of set it aside. And for me, like the whole day leading up to the tournament, I'm just going to let it build and build. And even if I'm not feeling great, you know, I embrace the fact that, holy crap, you know, my heart's racing. You know, I got that feeling in my stomach. But again, it's like, as soon as I realized that's why I'm here, is to feel specifically this way, then it was so easy to turn it into a positive.
Yeah, that's, you just summed up pretty much the whole episode right there. So, you know, I mean, after my first pass at regionals,
yeah,
Mark Rosky was driving the boat, and I whip out and sit in the water after 32 off, and I just looked at him and I'm like, you guys, I am so nervous. Like, that was crazy. Like,
that's awesome.
Just like, and Mark and the boat judge both looked at me and laughed, and were like, you? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, that's what I want. I want people to understand, like, this is everybody is going to feel a version of this. You might feel more or less, you know, there are times where I would have liked it to be a little less than it was, but you just have to realize, like, that's just like, hey buddy, nice to see you, but I'm here to do what I love to do. And I've done all the work that I need to do to get here. So right now I want to keep this train on the rails and just stay the course, you know, like that's the thing. And one or two more practice sets is not going to, you know, elevate you to, yeah, you know, 3 levels higher. You know, if anything, all we're just trying to do, familiarize yourself in practice at these events, and just know that you did all the work, that you, this is the highlight, this is the payoff. And then afterwards, I'd love for you to evaluate all of these circumstances. That's what I've done. And then you can go in and say, all right, well, I did X, Y, and Z excellent, and I missed on A and C. And I'd like to highlight those in practice moving forward, so that when I'm in this situation again, I'm more prepared to perform the way that I want to perform.